वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरविशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः तवैवास्मि नजिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेय राधे कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इनटू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रवेश कौन विष्णु प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम अंटू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रवेश कौन विष्णु पार्षद श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज. We heard yesterday about Python. And without any bhakti practice, without any reason, he was liberated and Aghasur. Putana's brother.
Aghasur.
He was the brother of Putana. And Putana took the mother maid for fees to be paid. Krishna had done that leela and gave Swarup Mukti. So if anyone with a Shraddha, they will practice Bhakti Yoga, what will be? What Krishna more can be? They think it. Brahma in the sky on his chariot was seen. This sweet pastime. And he was very much what?
Want to see new pastime, become surprised.
Overwhelmed.
Surprise.
And saw that I must see some more other leela which are more
sweet.
Wonderful.
More sweet.
Wonderful.
More wonderful, more sweet.
Wonderful. So we take a mistake. And that mistake what?
He uses
on word. Krishna. He sent his Maya. That I am sending this Maya. That cow and cow birth.
Calves
and cow birth boys.
Both will be bewildered. I will take them and I will keep in a cave. And then I see what Krishna does.
What will he do?
But he, anyhow, four-headed.
But coming out from lotus, lotus means jar. So something big. And then what became? You.
Padma Pad. Anyway, what do you like better and comfortable?
Has a coral in the middle, and so many pillows surrounding on all sides. So all the cowherd boys, they sat surrounding Sri Krishna in this way in concentric circles, one after the other after the other. So they all sat down on the ground and they began to take out their lunch bags that had been packed by their mothers in the early morning hours. They were carrying them into the forest. So now they opened up their lunch bags and then they began to place all the different foodstuffs, sweets, and so many wonderful preparations. They began to place them on different places, like on top of rocks, some on top of leaves together, some of them on top of flowers, even pieces of fruit. And in this way, very creatively, they sat together, placing their lunches in front of them. And all the cowherd boys were facing Sri Krishna. So even though they were surrounding Krishna, some were behind Krishna, some were on Krishna's side, some were in front of him. But Sri Krishna, he exhibited his potency where he can appear in the center, in front, directly in front of everyone. So every single cowherd boy, he began to experience that Sri Krishna was directly facing me. Sri Krishna was directly looking at me, even though they were behind Krishna. And then they thought, oh, Krishna is turning his back to the other cowherd boys. So in this way, Sri Krishna proves by his Shakti, by his potency, that anything is possible for him because he is the absolute center and the supreme controller of everything. So for his leelas, he wanted to satisfy each and every cowherd boy. Therefore, he allowed them to feel and experience that they were sitting directly in front of him. So now the cowherd boys began to play with one another, and they joked and they laughed, and they fed foodstuffs into each other's mouth. Some of the cowherd boys were placing foodstuffs in Sri Krishna's mouth, and he was placing his foodstuffs from his mouth into another cowherd boy's mouth. Very, very sweet, very intimate exchanges of loving succulents in the friendship mood. And even sometimes some of the cowherd boys played little jokes on one another. For example, they had a samosa and they took the contents out of the samosa and they put jasmine flowers inside of the samosa, which tasted somewhat bitter. And they gave this to another cowherd boy, and then when the cowherd boy bit into it, he made a very sour look on his face and he became upset and started beating the other cowherd boy with flowers. In this way, laughing, joking, playing, Sri Krishna was sporting with his eternal associates as a little tiny cowherd boy. So Brahmaji, he began to think, oh, I want to see more wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna. At that time, by the influence of Yogamaya potency, the calves began to stray away from that place. And after some time, they went into the forest area. And Sri Krishna, noticing this, he told to his friends, don't worry, don't fear. You don't have to get up from your places right now. Don't disturb your lunch. I will personally go, and I will search for them. So in this way, Sri Krishna began to search for the calves. But what had taken place is that Brahmaji, he wanted to see the beautiful potencies and pastimes of Krishna. So as a trick, as Srila Gurudev said, he made some mistake. He actually took these cowherd boys and he, with his mystic power he exhibited, he put them into a cave. But in actuality, is that really possible for a demigod such as Brahmaji to steal the personal associates of Lord Krishna? Actually, it is not possible. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that at that very moment, when Brahmaji was about to steal the cowherd boys, Yogamaya potency immediately created another set of cowherd boys identical to those, and this is the set that Brahmaji was actually able to take and to put into the cave, thinking that now he had shown his potency to Sri Krishna. So, when Krishna was searching in this way, it appeared that Krishna became dismayed. Oh, where are they? Where are they? But actually, Sri Krishna was showing Brahmaji that he was just tricking him to think that he was in this way bewildered. So when Krishna now returned back without finding the cats, now he came to that place and he also found that the cowherd boys were gone because Brahmaji had taken them. So now Sri Krishna, knowing that if he would return into the village of Vrindavan, then he would come there without the associates of the cowherd boys and the calves, from Mother Yashoda and the elderly gopis, they would become very upset. So now Sri Krishna, he extended his own self. Bhagavan himself extended as each and every one of the cowherd boys, identical with all of their particular individual characteristics, all of the ways that they dressed themselves, the ways that they spoke, their different gestures, everything about them completely identical. Krishna became the cowherd boys. And also, Krishna himself became each and every calf, thousands and thousands of calves. So now in this way, Sri Krishna, in all these different forms, began to return back to the village of Vrindavan, as he would do at the end of every day when it is dusk. And now he would come back with these long lines of calves and cowherd boys, and playing on their flutes, and dancing, and being very, very happy. When they came back to Vrindavan village, all the Vrijvasis, they were waiting for their sons, and they were waiting for Sri Krishna. But now something very extraordinary took place. Because usually all the Vrijvasis, they look at Sri Krishna. He is the cynosure of their eyes. They're so much absorbed in him, and they're taking delight in drinking his beauty. Now at this time, they looked at their own sons, and also the calves, the cows, the mother cows, they were looking at their children. And in this way, they became so much attached to their sons. Now the sons entered into the homes of each and every one of the older gopis in Vrindavan. And now each and every older gopi in Vrindavan was able to personally bathe their sons, dress their sons, feed their sons, because this was Sri Krishna's causeless mercy to them. Krishna always wants to satisfy the hearts of his devotees. So in this case, Sri Krishna, he became each and every one of their sons because they had a desire that they could have Sri Krishna as their very own son. They love him even more than their own son. So now Sri Krishna actually became their son. And in this way, for 1 year, Sri Krishna was going every day into the pasture grounds, into the forest, playing all kinds of games, but this was all manifested by Krishna himself. And during that 1 year period, there was also one event which took place, and that is that Gargacharya, who was the like the guru of the Vrijvasis and the great astrologer, he told to them that this is the most auspicious time. This year is the best time for us to arrange for the marriages of all the young gopi girls. They were very, very young, like 5 years old. And now it is time to betroth them so that they can know who their husband will be in the future. So all the cowherd boys should be matched up with the young little cowherd girls, and they should become married by betrothal. In the Vedic system, they would become married at a very young age, but they would not live with their husbands until they were mature. So during this 1 year period, Sri Krishna performed this pastime as well, that as the cowherd boys, he personally became the husband of each and every one of the gopi girls, because that was their desire. So Sri Krishna also satisfied their desire in this way. Now, as this time was going by, one day when the The cowherd men were grazing the cows on the top of Govardhan Hill. And Baladev Prabhu was also there. He was watching. And the cowherd men were holding their cows and grazing them, but below, at the bottom of the hill, all the calves came with Sri Krishna and all the cowherd boys. And when the cows saw the calves, they immediately became so overwhelmed and they began running, hopping, and hobbling down the hill with all of their four legs very, very fast. And the cowherd men were trying to hold them back, but they could not. And now the cowherd men, they also saw their own sons, and they began running down the hill as well, because they were attracted to embrace their sons. Their heart was overwhelmed with transcendental love for them. And so Baladev Prabhu was watching this as the cows were licking the calves, as the cowherd men were embracing their sons. And Baladev, who is the first expansion of Sri Krishna himself, he knows everything. But somehow he was wondering, how is this possible that they are having so much affection for their cowherd, for their young boys, and the calves are having so much affection for their calf, the cows are having affection for their calves in the same way that the Brijbasis love Krishna. How is this possible? And then at that time, he went to Sri Krishna, and Krishna smiled. And then at that time, only Baladev Prabhu could understand that Sri Krishna was performing this pastime of extending himself, because Brahmaji had stolen all the calves and the cowherd boys. So also during this time period, 1 year had passed. But actually, in the time of Lord Brahma, it was only like one or two moments of time in Brahmaji's long duration of time. But during that time, after he had stolen the calves and the cowherd boys, he went back to his planet Brahmalok. And when he approached the palace, his very own palace, the palace guards stopped him. They said, "Stop there, you cannot enter." And he said, "What are you talking about? I am your master, I am Brahmaji, this is my palace." They said, No, you are an imposter." "What do you mean, imposter?" They said, "Yes, our master, he's there inside of the palace. He's sitting on the throne, and he told us that another false imposter who's posing as you, as Brahma, that he will come and he will try to enter in. You should stop him." So who was this? This was Sri Krishna. He had expanded himself also as Brahmaji himself. And now Brahma was very bewildered. So now Brahmaji understood, "Oh, I have made some mistake here." And now Brahma again came back down to the earthly plane. When he came back down there, he looked and he saw that on the same place, on the bank of the Jamuna, where he had stolen away the cowherd boys and all the calves, he saw that they were there. Now he became very amazed. They're all there. And he wondered, "Oh, maybe Krishna has gone and found them in the cave and he has brought them back." So he went and he looked in the cave. He saw that they were also there in the cave. And now he really wondered what's going on here. And with his four heads, he looked in both directions. He looked both sides and he saw that they're in both places simultaneously. So now Brahmaji became quite aware that Krishna's superior mystic powers had completely thwarted his attempt. And in this way, Brahmaji began to consider, "Oh, I've made a serious mistake." So at this time, when Brahmaji came there and looked at all the cowherd boys sitting and all the calves, Sri Krishna began to reveal to Brahmaji a vision he could actually see, because suddenly all the cowherd boys transformed into amazing Vishnu forms, thousands and thousands of beautiful Vishnu forms with golden crowns and with so many ornaments on their bodies. And all the calves, they transformed also into Vishnu forms. Even all their paraphernalia, the cowherding sticks, their bugles, their flutes, everything, all their clothing, everything transformed into Vishnu forms. Now Brahmaji, he became so amazed and astonished. He saw that actually this potency of Krishna is millions and billions of times greater than mine. And now Brahmaji realized that he had committed a grave mistake, even aparad. He felt he had committed an offense against Krishna to try to test his mystic power. So, nearby, in the forest area, Brahmaji, he came and he saw that Sri Krishna was standing alone in the forest with another cowherd friend, and Brahmaji came down there in that lonely forest place. And he saw that Sri Krishna was standing there just like a little five-year-old boy with a lump of food, or like a laddu in his hand. And the other cowherd boy, who was seeing this great, huge demigod coming down from his swan carrier, and Brahmaji came down with his golden crowns on his head and paid obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna with tears in his eyes. But Sri Krishna just stood there completely unmoved, and even the cowherd boy was joking with Krishna, and he said, "Oh look, four heads, like this." So now Brahmaji, very apologetically, he began to offer very reverent prayers to Sri Krishna. Began to tell that, "Oh, Sri Krishna, if anyone says that they understand you, I say that they don't understand anything. Because my mind, my mystic power can comprehend the entire universe. But your mystic power is millions and billions of times greater than mine, just like the sun is millions and billions of times more powerful than the fireflies. There's no potency in comparison." And Sri Brahmaji began to glorify Sri Krishna, that even if someone could count each and every particle of sand on every single beach, on every single ocean, they would never even begin to estimate the extent of your power, of your glories. And Brahmaji, he prayed these various verses called the Brahma Stuti, and he also told there that if someone just understands that they must pray to you for mercy, Tatenu Kampam Susanik Shamano, Munjana Ivatma Kritapi Pakam, Ridvad Purvir Vidadam Namaste, Jivete Yog, Hokti Padev Sadayabad. He said, "This is the way by which anyone can come to attain you. If they understand that everything that is going on in their life, that it is a result of their own previous karmic activities, sufferings and enjoyments, and if they simply pray from the core of their heart for your causeless mercy, constantly with their mind, with their body, with their words, serving you in this way, in this way, they will become the rightful inheritor." Dayabhag means like an inheritance that you get just by taking birth in the family. In this way, you gain the inheritance of your parents. So if someone serves Sri Krishna in this mood, in this way, they will automatically attain service, eternal service to his lotus feet. And Brahmaji at that time, in great humility, he prayed that, "I want to become just like a piece of stone." Because in Braj, the people who come to sweep and clean in the bathrooms, toilets, areas, they will wash their feet at night at the end of the day on a stone. And Brahmaji understood that these Brijvasis are so exalted, they are so transcendental personalities, that "I want to become simply a stone that their lotus feet may scrape against me." And he prayed, "Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda goga prajogasam, yam mitram paramanandam,
purna
brahma sanatanam." He said, "Aho bhagyam, how fortunate, how amazingly fortunate are these residents of Braj that live in the village of Nanda Maharaj, because yam mitram, just like their very own friend, their very own family member, this Purna Brahma Sanatana, that is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is the supreme absolute truth, the eternal, supreme, topmost being of all beings. He has become just like their intimate little friend. In this way, Brahmaji, he began to glorify Sri Krishna, and at that time, Sri Krishna forgave Brahma for his offense, and at the end, Brahmaji again went on his swan carrier and returned to his planet, Brahmaloka. So in this way, the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Braj Leela are so sweet because they show that even though Sri Krishna exhibited such great powers, he never changed his form, only very sweet like a little cowherd boy. Krishna in Vrindavan, he never shows powerful forms of Vishnu forms. He never holds weapons to kill any demons because his land is the Madhurya Dham. It is overwhelmed by sweetness. So all the pastimes of Sri Krishna are full of sweetness and transcendental pleasure, and anyone who hears these pastimes becomes purified and gains transcendental love for Sri Krishna.
भोरी भाग्यमी है
हाँ बोला छे
या या
या
या
तो स्टोन ऑन
स्टोन
आज
बोला छे व्हाट सी सखा एंड कृष्ण बिकेम दे बिकेम थ्री. One, the original Sakha and Krishna. Krishna is searching, and Sakha Raj see that when Krishna will come. But it was covered with Maya of Krishna, Yoga Maya. Second,
Krishna manifest himself. Second set, Krishna Krishna nijay holen sab kichu. Krishna nijay gobatsa sab kichu holen. Sakha gobatsa holen. And third holo je jogmaya.
Second, Krishna by the jogmaya Krishna and Sakha
and Govatsa
became another group. And third, what third?
Brahma
churi korlen. Mahamaya srishti korlen, Brahma ta churi kore kondray bondho kore rekhe dilen.
And what Brahma was doing? He was thinking, I am doing.
And he captured them.
But actually doing Yoga Maya. So one
said there,
Brahma has escaped and Krishna is searching them. The three classes of Krishna and Sakha
and Govatsa.
And after that, Brahma began to do his stuti. And in Stuti he has told for the Bhuri Bhagya Miya. What meaning?
Can you repeat this?
In this Brahma Vimoha Leela, why did it take place, took place, have to know very clearly. Krishna being sent to Bhagavan, he accomplished so many tasks by his own action. In Braj, wherever Krishna Gopal was milking, seeing Krishna, the cows became overjoyed and milk comes out from the udder automatically. Unless until Krishna will not come Gosala, the cows will not give milk. And cows are thinking, oh, if Krishna will give our calves, then our life will be successful. Other hand, when Krishna cow grazing. Coming back to Braj, all Sakas glorifying him. And when Krishna came in Braj, the other mother, the Sakis mother, Yashoda, they kissed Krishna and took him on their lap, one after another. At last, Mother Yashoda kissed Krishna, holding Krishna on her lap, go to Nanda Bhavan. All mother knew gopis, we are thinking of hope. Yashoda is so fortunate. If Krishna is our own son, then our life will be successful. Other than, come on, don't sit inside the ladies. Please come, male side. In other hand, young gopi girls, they are thinking of hope. If Krishna is our paramour, then our life will be successful. So three different desires, three different persons, real gopis, mother-in gopis and cows. Ekal je karan Krishna karya path sar. By so one action he accomplished so many tasks. So Krishna, what to do now? So he attracts Brahmaji to help him in this lila. And moreover, Baladev Prabhu is Krishna's Tadekatmaru, his first expansion. If Krishna wants to do some pastime, everything is not possible in front of Baladev Prabhu. When Brahma Vimam Lila took place, that day it was monthly constellation of Baladev Prabhu. So for that day, Baladev Prabhu had to donate some cows, so many auspicious things, and donate Brahmins, this and that. So he bought Nanda Bhavan by Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. So Baladev Prabhu could not go there and then for cow grazing. Suppose Baladev Prabhu go there, then Brahma could not be held in Baladev Prabhu to steal all of them. So first Krishna separated Baladev Prabhu from other covered boys, then it took place. So all these reasons is there. When Krishna became cows and cowherd boys, then what happened? The cows are, when the calves are going and taking milk from cows udder, then they are living so much, they don't want to keep the old calf inside their heart. Why? Because Krishna became calf himself. The second one, when Krishna coming back after cow grazing, now the mother-in-law gopis, they are not thinking, I will take Krishna first, then other their own son. When they are coming, they are taking their own son, going back to their house. Why so? Because Krishna became their own son. The third one, the young gopis, they want to Krishna is our husband, our life will be successful. What Gargacharya announced, this is the best time to marry everybody's son and daughter. So, according to Gargacharya's prediction, they did so. So now, what happened? The young gopi girl, they married in Krishna, although not in Krishna hall, other both for but actually was Krishna. For this reason, Krishna did Brahma Mohan Leela. And when Krishna was Brahma revealed that Krishna himself and due to him it happened, then he prayed. That Tadguri Bhagavatam Ya Janmaki Matapam Ya Gokulya Vigataman Vraja Visekam Ya Jivitam Kunikilam Bhagavan Kunda Sarpadaya Srimikam Eva Tadguri Bhagavatam Ya Janmaki Matapam. Brahma is praying to Krishna, oh, I want to take part in this Vrindavan. Our Chakravarti Thakur and other commentaries chanting, oh Brahma, what good fortune you have done? That you want to take part in Vrindavan, not possible at all. Then Gokul you have been, then I can take part in Gokul. Krishna is telling, do you think Gokul is inferior to Vrindavan? I took part there, my childhood must have took place, there is no difference between Gokul and Vrindavan. Not possible for you to take part in passing?
Yes, sir. Not possible at all. Okay. Allow me to take work like a stone. And when the sweepers in bronze, they will work all day long. After that, when they come back, clean their feet, they'll rub their feet on the stone. Then my life will be successful. Why so? When bhakti increase, then humility will come. So Sanatana Goswami Pada told, Dvaita and prem, love and humility is simultaneous in there. The more you grow in bhakti, in Krishna consciousness, humility bound to come. If humility is not coming, but not artificially, naturally, then bhakti is increasing. There are so many prayers in Brahma Bhagavan Lila. So to the word of me, we spent this slope only, so I did so. After that, what happened? We listen from other speaker and Sri Guru Lord Asi. Hare Krishna. Pancha Guru 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 Guru
Guru Guru Guru
Krishna. And in the meantime, the Yajnavala they should come with Dakshina.
Hare Krishna, after fire sacrifice, we have collected out for Srila Gurudev. They can come one way, offer to Srila Gurudev as the other way. Besides that, whoever wants to donate anything, they can come and donate to Srila Gurudev. Because tomorrow is our last class. If you go there yourself, it's not possible to do something that you want. If you don't want to donate something, they can come and donate to Srila Gurudev also. Yeah. So to collect house, they can come apart to Srila Gurudev.
From Russia.
When you want to go to the
collection,
you can come and donate to
Russia. From when I was preaching in Russia, some donations, some donations I received. But they offered to go there to take it.